Nolte, Biden says he didn't wait too long to drop out of 2024 race. By John Nolte on May 7, 2025. Former President Joe Biden told the far-left BBC waiting to drop out of the 2024 presidential race until just a few months before Election Day made no difference to the outcome. "I don't think it would have mattered," Biden answered when asked if he waited too long to withdraw. "We left at a time when, trails off, we had a good candidate. She was fully funded. And what happened was, I had become what we had set out to do. No one told me to do. We'd become so successful. Our agenda was hard to say, I wanna stop now." He rambled on, "I meant what I said when I started. I'm preparing to hand this to the next generation. A transitional government, but things moved so quickly that it made it difficult to walk away to get. It was a hard decision, but, trails off." When asked about regrets, Biden said, "No, I think it was the right decision. I think that, well, it was just a difficult decision." Biden still looks and sounds terrible, even though he's had plenty of time to rest after leaving office. Related, "I hope so," Trump on report that Biden wants to get back involved with Democrats campaigning. For Biden to say his waiting to drop out made no difference is him basically saying, nothing and no one could have defeated Trump. Such an admission will not make Democrats, the corporate media, and the organized left happy. Nevertheless, even on planet memory care, Biden must know how ridiculous that sounds. While I generally agree with the subtext of Biden's answer, that after 4 years of a disastrous presidency, Trump would have been nearly impossible to beat, time is and will always be the most important asset for a presidential campaign. Had Biden dropped out earlier, Democrats could have held a primary followed by a real convention that would have given their candidate time to find a better message than the one Biden stuck Kamala Harris with, who wants more of the same for another 4 years. Democrats might have also nominated a candidate more appealing than Kamala, an objectively dumb woman who could not even put together a cohesive sentence, or maybe Kamala would have had time to do the reps to learn how to speak clearly without the help of the corrupt activists at 60 Minutes. But, hey, isn't that the beauty of all this, Democrats torturing themselves over all these what-ifs? Related, Caroline Levitt, Biden admin. Media participated in political scandal to cover up Biden's health. Never forget, though, that the same people upset over Biden's late withdrawal are the very same people responsible for it. We all saw that the emperor had no clothes. It was Democrats, the corporate media, and activists who insisted our eyes and ears were lying. Had they acknowledged reality instead of operating under the delusion it was still the pre-new media era where they could fabricate a phony reality, Biden would have never run for re-election. I don't blame Biden. He hardly knows where he is. It's his enablers who deserve the blame, and watching them stew in what if? As Trump dismantles their cherished institutions is freaking glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.